Saturday, Philip Sorensen, Group 4. Now, what do you feel about your boys now?
First of all, they're both boys and girls.
Both and girls, of course.
That's great. That's fantastic. It has been a privilege to see these guys performing. And they sort of started as amateurs and are coming home as professionals. It's a sheer management lecture. I mean, you couldn't buy that skill at any business school in the world. They've built together a team under Mike's leadership, was unique. They have done a sensational job. And one particular thing, I think, is consistency. Consistency has been enormous, and I think it's something we all can learn from. It's difficult. You take group of guys together, put them together in a bag, give a good shake, and then make a team out of it.
Well, they've certainly had a good shake, haven't they? Southern Ocean and various other places.
Yeah, I had a good shake, but I knew what I went into, and actually, I think it was a little bit worse than I expected, particularly for some of them. And but they came through it, and through sheer teamwork. And they looked a bit tired when I met them in Cape Town, but they recovered very quickly after steak and chips and ice cream, and they were ready to go again. And I would say that to having worked with them in my role, it has been a privilege. I've learned a lot. And they also have given me a bit of holiday, because I have been able to concentrate on something else sometimes. And right. It's been a sensation.
Now, you've been a great supporter of Mike in a lot of ventures now. You're going to carry that on? Is there something else in the pipeline?
Not to my knowledge. Mike and I, we do some plans for the future. We've got this super yacht, and we're going to use the yacht, hopefully to something purposeful. We're going to use it for a training ship, for management training. And Mike has all the qualities to do that. Of course, Mike has a love for sailing, as you all know, and I have to meet that in one way or another. But as far as I'm concerned, our immediate plans are just now to recover from this evening, and then we'll see, so in a couple of days, what we're going to do next.
Right. Now, you've been a great supporter. You've been out to all the stopovers. You've been a real supporter of this team. Is that very difficult with somebody in a position such as yours?
No. First of all, I mean, if you go in for something, you really have to go in for it. You can't go in for this just for fun and just for as a hobby. And either you go in for it, and the team owes that. I mean, they are all paid large sum of money. They've given up the family life for a year, given up their job for a year. They deserve a full support. I mean, it's only fair to do that. And that makes it, I mean, I never do anything half-baked. Well, either you do it or you don't do it. And I decided to do it, and I've gone for it. And successfully, I would say, but now.
That's it, absolutely successfully. Well, well done, Group 4, winning the BT Global Challenge. I'm sure you're extremely pleased.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm very happy, and I shall enjoy a couple of days with the crew to wind down and listen to their stories. Thank you very much.